Wandering and Lost, written by Calrissian 18 and read by Patty, a Teen Wolf fic, rated Gen. Phone on. Chaperone. Former alpha slash murder suspect slash bad boy cliche. Safety. Number one priority. Necessity of trip. Out of 10. 27. Destination. Unknown. Return date. Unknown. Love. A lot of it. Deal with it, old man. Pin by. Styles. Just Styles. The door of the Jeep closed with a sharp crack, and Derek rubbed at the corners of his eyes. Styles, it's 4 in the morning, he said crossly, sounding haggard. Styles stared up at the dark face of his house, still sitting in his driveway, hands shaking on the wheel. He stretched out his fingers, ignoring the way Derek stared while they trembled. He looked at the clock on the dash and corrected. It's 3:56. We strive for accuracy in this Jeep, mon frere. He reached across Derek to the glove compartment, smacked it with his fist, and then tried the latch. It sprang open, belching out maps onto Derek's lap. Styles grinned. Especially as you're the navigator. Also, I seem to recall not asking you to come along. Derek ignored him, gathering up the crinkled paper. Where are we going? He grunted. Styles shrugged, feeling jittery, foot pressing onto the gas pedal despite the car still being in park. He pulled away as the engine roared. Derek perked a brow at him. Styles licked his lips and said, I don't know. That's the point of having a reckless, spontaneous adventure. The lack of planning. Derek glared at him. I'm a navigator without a destination, he summarized sourly. Styles shrugged again, grinned. Where do you want to go? Derek just sighed, didn't answer. Styles put the car in reverse and drove. He stopped at a roadside boiled peanut stand. He made Derek eat 2 despite the way it made his nose wrinkle. Derek dozed, but didn't settle, and Styles got them all the essentials. Teriyaki beef jerky, Mountain Dew, and Reese's Pieces, while Derek judged him silently from the next seat. Styles still made him eat his share of Reese's. He'd been driving for the better part of a day when he figured out where he wanted to go. He plugged the destination into his phone the next time he stopped for gas, since Derek was out cold. Styles watched him through the rain-speckled window as he filled the tank. All he could see was dark hair pressed up against the corner of the pane. Derek, too far slouched down to make out anything else. He smiled as he set the nozzle back in its cradle. Derek awoke when Styles' phone buzzed. It was a text from his dad. Derek better realize he's traveling with precious cargo. I think he can guess the consequences should you not return in the same condition you left. Styles didn't point out that he was hoping to come back in better condition than he'd left in. All he texted back was, he knows. Derek stretched, arms above his head and back arching, shirt lifting up. Styles dragged his eyes away from the strip of skin that looked warm and inviting. He slept, he pointed out, almost accusatorily. In front of me! I could have stuck a katana in you! Derek rolled his eyes. That wasn't you. Styles bit his lip and murmured softly, or burn down your house. Derek looked out the window, taking in the fact that they were parked in a near empty lot. Finally, he said back, jaw tight, that wasn't you either. Styles eyed him carefully. So you know that, because sometimes you act like you don't. Derek sighed, seemed wrung out. Styles, he started, quiet and condescending. Right, Styles cut him off. Hands digging into the upholstery on either side of his knees. Why address the fact that you avoided me for 3 months, or that you just happened to be outside my house in the middle of the night, or how we had something and you took off for South America without so much as a goodbye? Much better to let that fester, he said with a scoff. He threw open the door of the Jeep, slammed it closed, and wished Derek hadn't insisted on coming. This was supposed to be cathartic. Instead, he was just as angry as he had been for months. Years, if he was honest with himself. Where are we? Derek asked, unassumingly from the other side of the Jeep. Styles hadn't even heard him get out. He'd been listening to his own breathing as he leaned back against the cool metal and tried to forget he cared one whit about Derek Hale. Joshua Tree, he answered eventually. Derek seemed to be gauging his words. It's still dark out, he said carefully. There's nothing to see. Stiles pulled his phone out of his pocket to check the time. Sunrise is in 18 minutes, he said simply, before stalking off on the trail he'd parked in front of. Derek followed a few paces behind. Stiles had forgotten he was there by the time he was climbing out on the rock face to get to one of the well-hidden edges. He slipped on some scrub brush, and Derek caught him by the forearm before he could even wobble. Stiles used Derek's hand to push off from to get to his ledge. He hung his feet over the side, Derek practically biting his tongue in an effort not to say anything before he pulled himself up too. He sat at Stiles' side, trying to surreptitiously grab a fistful of his overshirt. Stiles noticed when it tugged awkwardly at his neck. He rolled his eyes at the overprotective gesture, but decided not to call Derek out on it. 3 minutes, he said, checking his phone and leaning forward to look over the edge. Derek grabbed tighter and yanked him back. His own eyeline was fixed unwaveringly on the horizon. Don't, he ground out. Derek, are you afraid of heights? No, he snarled, twisting Stiles' shirt up further in his grip. I have an aversion to stupidity, which is what sticking your head out over a cliff is. Stiles snorted. Derek Hale, werewolf extraordinaire, was totally afraid of heights. Stiles opened his mouth to poke fun at that when the sun crested the desert floor. It only took a second for the sky to light up. Yellows, pinks, oranges, purples, blues, colors like Stiles had never seen them before, turned up to 11 and then some. Wow, he said blankly. He saw Derek give a slow nod from his periphery, and the death grip on his shirt unwound as they watched the sun come up. Stiles pulled up his knees, rested his chin on one, and let his head tilt to the side. He breathed in deep, the air feeling cleaner, the world brighter than he remembered it. He looked over at Derek and smirked smugly. That's 1 point for reckless spontaneity, by the way, to your big fat zero for cautious and lame. Derek snorted. The sky was cloudy and blue by now, and still somehow worth marveling over. Derek stood and brushed off his jeans. He held out a hand to Stiles. Going home, then? Stiles let Derek pull him to his feet. Derek didn't get this. He didn't get any of it. He thought Stiles was just off on a joyride, ditching school, playing hooky. He didn't get it. Stiles squeezed Derek's hand, used that to root him in the spot. I nearly died, he said, bluntly. He swallowed. Allison did die, and I haven't done anything. He ran a hand through his wild hair, untamed and uncaring about it. I've watched things happen to other people. I watched Scott get bitten by a werewolf. I watched Lydia and Jackson live out a romantic fucking fairy tale. I watched Allison fight for something she believed in, but I've only ever watched other people live their lives. Stiles stared down at his shoes, eyes wet, and he admitted shakily, I don't want to die never having done anything. Derek let go of his hand instead of calling Stiles an idiot, instead of offering him platitudes. All he said was, where to next? Stiles offered him a wan smile. Stiles drove him all the way back up the coast, wasting time. He felt like a wanderer who wasn't lost, and maybe Tolkien knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about. He got them to Redwood National Park late in the day, and they stood next to Brobdingnagian trees and craned their necks back. Stiles couldn't stop grinning, climbing on a root and staring at the faraway canopy filtering sunlight onto his face, resting his hand against the warm bark. I feel really fucking small, he said. He glanced over at Derek. He was wearing the same awe just as noticeably. Yeah, he breathed out. It's kind of nice, Stiles admitted. He was too insignificant to cause so much damage. He just needed the reminder. Derek nodded carefully. It really kind of is, he agreed vacantly. Derek insisted on driving to the next place, and Stiles made sure to pick up somewhere that crisscrossed the state again. There was no way Derek was going to get out of doing the lion's share, wolf's share, of the trip, if that was what he wanted. Long Beach was a good 11 hours away, and it felt like an important pin in his map. Styles got quieter the closer they got to the city line, and Derek didn't ask. Didn't make him talk. Though he did look over at Styles a bit more than usual. Styles tapped his knuckles against the door rest in an unrecognizable pattern and sucked his lower lip into his mouth. He pulled in a deep breath and said, "My mom used to drive us out here when I was a kid." Styles smiled to himself. "My dad would complain the whole way that the Jeep was going to break down. The AC would inevitably stop working about the fifth hour in. I'd get carsick about the seventh, but we'd get there, and none of it would matter." Derek stayed silent, not interrupting, and Styles stared out the window. "My dad would swim against the waves, and my mom would take me up on the rocks to look at the tide pools." Styles shrugged, smudged the print of his index finger onto his window pane. "I haven't been back since she died." He changed into the swimsuit he had in the back of his Jeep. Derek's head turned away like he was standing guard, and Styles walked around in his chucks and trunks with huge Hawaiian flowers on them. "Sunscreen," Derek snarled at him. Styles rolled his eyes and pulled some out of his center console. Derek rubbed it in on Styles' skin like he was angry with it, and Styles stumbled whenever he used too much pressure, glaring back at him. He grabbed Styles by the wrist as soon as he was finished, led him to a place where there wasn't as many tourists, and helped him climb up the craggy rocks so he could look at the tide pools. Styles told him the names of as much of the marine life as he could remember. Red starfish and sea slugs, a starburst anemones and rock crabs. Derek listened and caught him whenever he slipped and steadied Styles with his hands on his hips, and it was companionable. Nice. Styles sat down next to one of the larger pools and stared out at the waves crashing in, the sun sitting low in the sky. "I think I needed this," he said slowly. "Not just the adventure, but to come here. To see that it was still the same place he remembered." Derek was staring at him, and Styles shrugged, saying, "Sane. The Nagitsune. It made the world seem dark." His voice shook because he didn't talk about it. He did not talk about this. He smiled, and it didn't feel hard. It didn't feel like a lie. He jutted his elbow out towards the ocean. "But look at it. It sparkles." Derek swallowed, a look of resolution coming over his features. "We should go out there," he said. "Surf." Styles blinked at him. "You know how to surf?" he said blankly, shaking his head after a second. "No, don't answer that. Of course you know how to surf. You were totally that kid. Star basketball player, young love, surfer." "Yeah, it's all come up roses for me," Derek deadpanned. Styles laughed outright, let Derek drag him to the first surf shop they could find that offered rentals. Derek gave him a quick lesson on the sand, a far too quick lesson on the sand, and Styles ended up swallowing more water than he managed to surf on. But it was fun, and weird seeing Derek surfing. That was a life experience Styles never expected to have. He laid down on his stomach on top of his board more often than not, hands trailing in the water, and let the lazy sun beat down on his back. Derek grabbed his board to keep him from drifting apart, sitting up and straddling his own. He waited until Styles had peeked his eyes, open to ask, "What do you think?" Styles sat up too. He placed his hands on the board, squinted over at the shore, and answered the question Derek was asking. "Yeah, I think I'm ready." He could go back now. He could go back and not feel like he'd never had a real experience in his life. Derek considered him for a moment and said, "We should see the sunset." Styles grinned back at him. "I could do that." They sat on the beach and watched the sunset, deep reds and oranges painting the skyline, and Styles said, "I'm glad you got in the car. I'm glad you didn't get out." Derek lowered his head, smirked at his knees. He took a moment to stare at Styles curiously, eyes searching his face. "Lived enough, have you?" Styles looked up at the diagonal track of the clouds across the sky and felt a hand cover his in the sand. He turned his palm over, lacing their fingers together, and grinned so wide his cheeks hurt. "Getting there." The end. Thanks for listening.